Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Finding your perfect home was hard, but thanks to Burrow, furnishing it has never been easier. Burrow's easy-to-assemble modular sofas and sectionals are made from premium, durable materials, including stain and scratch-resistant fabrics. So they're not just comfortable and stylish, they're built to last. Plus, every single Burrow order ships free right to your door. Right now, get 15% off your first order at burrow.com/ACAST. That's 15% off at burrow.com/ACAST.
Coming up on today's wrestling news, is this AEW star heading to WWE?
We've got a current WWE champion facing a big injury blow.
A top WWE star has been pulled from the active roster.
And Shayna Baszler's Bloodsport opponent finally confirmed.
I'm Anna Wilborn.
I'm Michael Hamflett.
And this is the news. Let's get straight into it then. With the AEW star that could be heading to WWE, was at WWE. In fact, last night, I'm talking of one Matt freaking Hardy.
Good.
His AEW contract is expected to expire at some point this month. We've talked a lot about it. His brother Jeff is set to be in AEW for a lot longer, a year, I think, due to the time added onto his contract. But Matt's wife, Rebby, took to Instagram to post a video of them in the skybox at Raleigh, North Carolina last night. Monday Night Raw was in Raleigh, North Carolina last night.
Yeah,
they were in attendance at the PNC Arena. Now, they live in Cameron, North Carolina, so they could just be attending the show. Watching Monday Night Raw is an absolute treat, of course.
Indeed.
But there's been a lot of speculation about Matt's future, and there was a reference to Matt actually on the commentary last night. Michael Cole noting that there's only been three brother versus brother matches at WrestleMania. Matt versus Jeff, we're going to get Jimmy versus Jay. And I forget the other one, it wasn't very good, so okay, it was Brett versus Owen. Please don't hit me. But yes, mixed emotions, not just online, but also in the What Culture office regarding Matt returning to WWE.
Yeah, perhaps more on that as this story develops, if indeed it does, I suppose. A divisive figure within AEW at this point?
Right now, yes.
Yeah, it's been a run of mixed fortunes, I would say, for Matt Hardy in AEW. Certainly, I think the nostalgia is still quite high for the Hardys in WWE, based on the fact that the one thing that's remembered more than anything from the last run is when they came back.
Yes.
That WrestleMania 33 entrance, the stuff of legends, the stuff that only legends get.
Did it win your poll?
It absolutely did not. It did not make the final, which you can still vote on. Ooh. Steve Austin at WrestleMania 17 versus Shawn Michaels at WrestleMania 25.
Ooh.
Two Texans in Texas.
Where can people vote on that?
At Michael Hamflett on X. Time's running out though, so get your votes in now. It's pretty tight as well.
Yeah, I'm not surprised.
But yeah, the rest of the Hardy run in WWE was, I would say, best described as nice.
Yeah.
Flirtations with the Broken Universe, though Vince McMahon via Michael Cole basically had open disdain towards all of that.
Jeff had his tooth kicked out at one point by like Sheamus.
Was in a feud with the Bar. There was a run.
That was a good. I enjoyed that feud.
Yeah, that was probably the best of their work. There was a run with Jeff Hardy and Sheamus that like tiptoed into Jeff's problems with like alcohol and substance abuse. But matches within there.
Michael Cole did get a load of this bollocks when they did some broken stuff on there.
Yeah, really hated it. So I don't know. Like Matt Hardy, I suppose, has a place in WWE in the fact that any legend fits you're talking about like all the times.
And the Broken Universe fits right in NXT, baby.
Well, could that be where this
be awesome
makes sense? Like, is it what is this? Like usual sort of wrestler possibly available. Adam Wilborn pitched them for NXT, news at 11.
Yes.
Yeah, that's always
that, like I say, it could just be Matt and Rebby going, do you want to go and watch Raw? It's good now.
Yeah.
It could be a ploy, it could be him saying to Tony, pop along to the WWE show, maybe you need
to
move along the contract talks, or it could be WWE saying, Hey, why don't you come on to Raw and we'll chat about that whole contract situation. Complete speculation right now, but very interesting and something to keep an eye on in the future. Speaking of things to keep an eye on, by the way.
Yeah, a former WWE champion's future remains uncertain, so does a current one. Mm. This is not so great. Asuka, of course, for those that might have seen the end of SmackDown, there was a beatdown planned with Damage Control on Bayley and Naomi, but Asuka was hobbling throughout. You could see she pulled something early into the beatdown, and it appears, as of right now, that the future remains uncertain for the Empress of Tomorrow. PW Insider have confirmed that what we saw on television was indeed real and that it was something to be concerned about. She was pulled from all of the weekend's live events and any physicality of anything like that, so that tests could be done to determine the nature of the industry. Obviously, there is no worse time of year to get injured in WWE than right now. You know, not least when you're, in Asuka's case, one half of tag team champions, when it very much appears like Damage Control are either going to be set to have a three-way or a tag match at WrestleMania. This is one of them things where it's going to get worse before it gets better, because that match is very much something that can still go ahead with Asuka being absent from it. So she might be forced to watch from the sidelines, as I suppose Dakota Kai has had to do for the longest time in Damage Control. It was an uneasy feeling that kind of gripped that beat down at the end of SmackDown, and now feels like we're seeing it. There's no confirmation yet exactly on the nature of the injury, other than obviously where it was and indeed the timeout. Wrestlers, of course, have been known to tape it up and work through when it gets to WrestleMania season.
I expect them to drop the titles at Mania. I expect everyone to drop titles at Mania, to be honest.
You got a 15 title change over two days, haven't you, happened over WrestleMania?
Including the NXT World title, of course.
It is indeed. It is likely that we will get a proper update on Asuka, possibly as early as this Friday SmackDown, because one would expect at this point the match graphic to be dropping. So.
Yeah, fingers crossed. It'd really suck, because I not only suck for Asuka, because I love her, she's phenomenally talented, obviously, and she would be great in a potential tag match with, I assume, Bianca Belair and Naomi, but like you say, Jay Cargill could be factored into like a six-woman match. The caveat is, of course, you could just sub Dakota Kai in. Mm-hmm. Dakota and Kairi could be the tag
team.
Freebird
rule with the belts.
I'm so happy to see Dakota Kai back wrestling. She looked great on SmackDown. But I don't want that to have to be the case because of injury. I think the truest way for someone to drop a title is the actual team drops it rather than just a someone filling in for someone's spot. But yeah, I'm astonished. As a football fan, around the sort of big tournaments, you always think, maybe don't play any players.
Getting a booking just before Christmas,
so they don't get injured. you've got this big tournament coming up, wrap them in cotton wool. We've talked about it before, wrestlers just like to keep going. It's arguably better for them. But I'm genuinely astonished anyone wrestles any matches on the weeks leading up to WrestleMania.
Not least when, again, if you watch this back on SmackDown, you can see it's a totally innocuous moment for Asuka. Very similar to the Darby Allin foot injury that's cost him his Everest dream for at least another year. For all that the talk is on, like when you'll see a big bump or a dangerous spot, like it's often not that dangerous the wrestler. It's the fact that this is an incredibly dangerous job they all do every single night.
Yeah, Becky Lynch goes through the last one with Sunday match. Oh, I'm feeling really good now. Feeling good. Ready for
the days
WrestleMania.
Like when they'd have like Sunday night heat before the pay-per-view and then somebody'd have to work it as part of a stipulation. It's like, well, that could be that then.
Fingers crossed for Asuka. Although she is unable to work WrestleMania and she's just, around that weekend and wants something to do. Boom, there you go. Asuka's going to be in attendance. God's subject to change.
Long list at this point.
it's always
we lost
sunny.
The bunker on Raw yesterday, so we've gained Asuka.
It's always sunny at What Culture. Goes down on day two of WrestleMania. It's going down at lunchtime on the 7th of April at Underground Arts Philadelphia. Don't worry if you're going tonight too. We all are as well. So you'll have plenty of time to get over there for that one. VIP tickets sold out months ago. General admission tickets are still available. WhatCulture.com/tickets.
We are the meat in their WrestleMania sandwich, but if you want a vegan alternative, check out that Underground Arts menu as well. The food and drink there looks a good here.
Yeah, don't come for us, come for the food. It's great.
There'll be some like noise going on the stage, but we'll try not to disrupt your dinner and drinks.
Indeed, and drinks, drinks look awesome as well, to be fair.
Maybe that can be your daily.
I can't get too giddy ahead of night two.
Your daily cheese steak. I'm going to have one a day, minimum.
Okay. Minimum. Yeah. I'm going to blend it up, put it in a drink. some more bad news coming out of WWE right now regarding Raquel Rodriguez.
Oh, yeah.
She's had a rough time, of course, with the mast cell activation syndrome, MCAS. She's been diagnosed with that. She went away for a bit. She came back. Did it flare up again at Elimination Chamber?
She had some issues. Through it, yeah.
But now she has been pulled from the active roster of WWE. This is according to PW Insider, who says that Raquel is currently listed on WWE's internal inactive list. It's not known whether it is related to the MCAS that she suffers from or just a straight-up injury. But as you've said, bad time of the year to be on the inactive list.
Yeah.
I love Raquel as well. Get well soon.
I wonder if Raquel Rodriguez will be more pragmatic about the WrestleMania end of this and just think, need to tackle this and beat it. Like, Elimination Chamber was a lovely moment, if nothing else, because in spite of obviously it flaring up during the build, and I think it was during the travel, wasn't it, when she got to Australia, like, working the show must have felt like an incredible moment of validation, having had to go out for so long with it. We've seen she's been very sort of open about it. She's like shared, I guess, her battles with it on X, and I think that's a valuable thing to do as well.
Like a back,
like, it reminds you of like the hardship of the recovery and all the things that go along with that. I think it does, like, everybody here at What Culture, and I think probably within the wider wrestling community, like, extends their like support and drive to Raquel as she tries to sort of like work through this.
A word on people who comment on wrestlers' appearances and things like that. Maybe you don't know what they're going through, so maybe just keep it to yourself. I saw people saying, like, why is she wearing makeup or whatever on Elimination Chamber? It's like, is that a priority? Or get well soon, Raquel, from all of us here at What Culture. Fingers crossed you can get over this.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Cool fact, a crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Also, you can get health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. United Healthcare short-term insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Yeah, lots of injuries and changes and all that sort of stuff. So we'll end on a bit of a high, shall we? A WrestleMania weekend high. Shayna Baszler's Bloodsport opponent has been confirmed. I can't believe I'm saying those words.
Yes.
It's like a long time coming for the likes for Shayna Baszler to work Bloodsport. There is some interesting stuff on Fight for Select if you want to read about how apparently this has been in the works for years, but WWE often just went, nope, straight away. Josh Barnett wanted Jessamyn Duke way back when you had Duke and Shafir like second in Baszler.
MMA background,
amazing, yeah. NXT run. It was a nope then, but apparently Triple H and Josh Barnett have always got on, so this is the kind of thing. And we are told, at least through Fight for Select, or at least I've seen some reporting, that multiple names, so there could still be more getting added to this, but Baszler's a headline one because of how well she fits in all of this. And it's going to be Masha Slamovich getting the spot. Masha Slamovich at this point has kind of like been known as just a kicker, basically, for like the TNA, GCW, Wrestling Revolver, CZW. She's been all over the place. She was the one to cut a promo to put Shayna in a place on X, so we'll be seeing loads more of that sort of stuff between the two of them. Bloodsport, for those of you may not be aware, it's now into its 10th year.
Is it 10 years?
Bloodsport X this year, an ancillary event for WrestleMania weekend where the ropes come down, and it's worked MMA within the confines of a ropeless wrestling ring.
Yeah, basically. They kind of took inspiration from Raw Underground is what I'm aware of.
Very much Raw Underground adjacent, yes, I would say. I'm going to be in attendance, my first ever Bloodsport this
year.
I have mixed sort of feelings about how it works as a genre, but live, I kind of can't wait for the...
Yeah, we're always too bloody busy when we go out for Mania, and all I ever see is tweets and people talking about how awesome it is. So yeah, if you can go, pop along, it's going to be great. And
like,
yeah, she's ideal for it as well, because I was worried when Shayna had that tag match for the titles before, and I was like, oh, cool, guess they're not on the Mania card. This is more than making up for her
Mania weekend, isn't it? You know, you've seen clips of, like, John Moxley getting in the muck for you.
Yes.
There's like a, they have, like, wild, like, ideas. Like, I think this year it's Josh Barnett versus Johnny TV in that setting. Like, there's all sorts of...
Hope he doesn't have to split.
Well, indeed.
Actually, I hope he does. It's one of the best exits I've ever seen.
Slides out from Bloodsport. The reality-based one. Get me on a pallet. See ya. Hey, there you go. So yeah, anyway, Shayna Baszler, Masha Slamovic, Bloodsport. This isn't even a plug for tickets because they were sold out before the announcement.
Ah, bollocks. I say go along, but can't.
It's a hot-ass ticket, but I'm sure you'll hear me talking all sorts of nonsense about this when we all get home.
What day is it? Anyway.
That's on the Thursday. Mm. I'll be racing from Bloodsport to the Mark Hitchcock Invitational, doing the exact same route as Nick Nemeth, who was working both shows.
Nick!
So, share an Uber with me, if you like.
Hey, maybe even. This guy could stretch an Uber exec. So.
Well, I don't know about that. Like, I thought you were going to say stretch you out in a Bloodsport match. I was like, I'm not getting in there.
And then maybe Wale Mania afterwards. Love Wale Mania. I can't wait for it this year.
Get me in the guest list, Wale, and I'll be there. Yeah. / Phil. Somebody sort that out. should we do some questions?
Yes, please.
I want to ask you the questions today.
I like this and I don't like it at the same time.
I caught a couple of sort of like Wilborn adjacent ones, and I waffle on these podcasts and stuff all the time. So,
you're talking wrestling history.
You've got to give the people what they want, and what they want is you. Especially Brandon at Brando1, who said, morning, you absolute legends, especially Adam Wilborn, fellow Chesterfield icon.
We could win the title today. Eastleigh, please, just draw. Just draw and we win the title. I'm going to be unbearable. Even more unbearable. If we win the title, we're going back to the promised land, baby. Footballing, here we come. Sorry.
And that was the question. No, I knew it was worthwhile asking, though, to give you a moment for that, because it is indeed tonight. His other question is on something else you very much enjoyed.
If anyone got any tickets to the final game of the season, hit me up, please.
I love this. I love what this news has already become. Ubers and tickets at this point. Just begs.
Just
endless begs. Something you loved nobody else did because you were wrong. The Mania 39 finish. Brandon's question, he says, my question is a simple one. How do they build Solo Sikoa? Since Mania 39, he's felt like a bit of an afterthought and his gimmick feels like, quote, get involved in matches, as he likely will, with Jay versus Jimmy. So yeah, Solo, WrestleMania and everything else around that.
Yeah, look, I get it. I think they did a great job, obviously, when he just squashed John Cena. Mm-hmm. And he still has that aura about him. For me, it's not necessarily about Mania, because he's just going to be kind of playing a role in amongst all the bloodline madness there. Yeah. It's afterwards that you really re-establish Solo Sikoa, because I think, yeah, maybe he interferes in Jimmy and Jay. Maybe, you know, Roman says the order comes down from the tribal chief. We need all the bloodline 100% for Sunday night, so Jimmy, you're not that important. You're going in there on your own. Solo's not going to get involved in that, but he is probably going to get involved in Bloodline rules, which is fingers crossed what happens on Sunday night. But you can counteract him by having Kevin Owens and Sami Zayn and, I don't know, Stone Cold Steve Austin maybe come down to even the odds for the baby faces. I think afterwards is when he really takes over. Mm-hmm. It's where Roman's suddenly looking for someone to blame. I think you kind of hold off on him turning on Dwayne because he's going away for a bit, and you can save that for the build towards WrestleMania 41. So I think Roman's like, Solo, go and do this. And Solo's like, I'm not going to do that. Or even you have Paul Heyman go, I'm going to align myself with this guy because he always pinches his wagon before the other one stops rolling, basically.
He does. Heyman's always quite like Solo.
He'd be a brilliant challenger for Cody Rhodes early stages. I don't think he wins the title straight away, but I'm not discounting the fact he's probably going to be a world champion in the future at some point. So I think it's looking good for him. Yeah, you just need to do exactly what he did to John Cena to another big star, and he's exactly back where he was after that match.
Preserved his unbeaten record relatively well as well. I think Jay and Cody, the only ones to beat him.
Maybe Orton, but it was in all the schmoz of the build.
Not many. He's not like, you don't visualise him losing much, do you? So,
and that spike's so protected.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, if he hits that, and I think he will over WrestleMania weekend.
Oh, Cody's going to kick out. I know that's going to weaken him a little bit, but that's more Super Cody than,
it's going to be. Fraser Cranium.
Hey!
Shout out to Fraser Cranium, friend of the channel. Morning, guys. Something you love talking about. Do you have any recurrent wrestling dreams? Frazier shares one he's either about to or was already in the ring for a match in front of a huge crowd with no trainer experience. Last time it was against Will Ospreay. Do me a favour and have a lovely day. Thanks as always. We will, because you got in touch, Frazier. You have a lovely day too. A fantastic follow at Frazier_Cranium on X. My recurring dreams are only wrestling adjacent in that sometimes I am in the dream not working here. Something has happened where I have decided to walk away from the greatest place on earth and like work in like an old office job. I can even see former colleagues in the dream and I'm just working away, and then I have this moment where I'm like, wait a minute, nobody's made a noise for it. Where's Wilborn? Like, I can't talk about Raw with anyone. Not that Sidge wants to talk about it, but we're going to do it anyway. Like, where's all the wrestling crack? And it's gone away.
Yeah.
And then I wake up and there's that split second where you're like, Oh, God, another day. And I slide out of bed. It's going to be great. It's going to be great. Talking about the Fed with all my mates. Everything's fine again. But yeah, that's my wrestling recurring dream.
Yeah, I told you about this yesterday, didn't I? Yeah. I had a nightmare over the weekend. And it's everyone probably has a version of this relating to their job. I had a nightmare where I was trying to get into the office because I had to record, I think it was a SmackDown preview with you, and we had Wrestle Culture. So it was a Friday.
Certainly sounds important.
Yes. Yep. And for whatever reason, I just couldn't get into the office. And I was like, no, the people need a hashtag bloody good quiz. So I've had that. And in a completely different vein, mm-hmm. my alter ego, Titus Thunderbastard Caligari, who's part of my D&D campaign, he often gets attacked by Mind Shadows, who showcase him losing to his arch nemesis, Volok. Dice with Death fans will know this. And he remembers being eliminated from the rumble that they have there. Oh. And that's the alarm.
Yes, you can hear it. That's the power alarm that says, well, one needs to stop speaking about D&D.
Dice with Death, if you're a fan of that sort of thing.
I love that you are as well. Oh, like, I'll forget sometimes.
It's really saved me during the pandemic.
Yeah. It's nice that you welcome that world back in. Last question, a very important one. Let's keep it serious to end the news, okay. Yeah? It's from Stephen Blaney, at Stephen Blaney 985. What would be worse to endure? An hour in the club with the dead man and the boys, or an hour trudging through the sludge of bad take opinions on X? So when he says in the club with the dead man and the boys, that's like drinking Jack with a beer.
I hate whiskey as well. I know. I can't do it.
Imagine doing the... What the hell did he just do, Savio?
Excuse me, do you do any like pina coladas or anything? What the hell's that in your drink, boy? Why you got the jungle in there?
Dead man, I've brought a crate of beer for the boys. What the hell is calling? That stuff tastes like piss.
Get the bottle service, it makes the models nervous, boy. I do it all the time. I trudge through bad takes on X. It's usually my bad takes, to be honest.
I was going to say, yeah, that's just my own feed.
Yeah, in terms of we talk about wrestlers not getting injured on the road to WrestleMania because they're callous to injuries, I'm callous to bad takes on X. So I'll take that one, thank you very much.
Yeah, I'll keep X as long as possible. I think the answer to the question is secret option C. There's like sludge through the trudge on X, there's the club with the dead man and the boys, or there's like spending 5 minutes on Threads.
Oh, God, is that still a thing?
I don't even know.
Threads really is the rampage of social media, isn't it?
Oh, that's not about news, what you think on Threads.
Is that still going, is it?
That's not what you think of all this on Threads, because we'll never see it.
Yeah, it tries to trick me sometimes on Instagram. It goes, do you want to see this? I go that, and he goes, let's go on to Threads. And I'm like, oh, I'm not doing that. Get away from me. It's disgusting.
There's some horrible stuff.
I'll take option D, going to the club with Caden Carter and Katana Chance, because they bloody love to party, they do.
They do.
But enough of bad takes. You want some good takes, Hamfleet? You know what they can do?
What's that?
Check out this video right here. See you later.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey everyone, Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.